Up, just got a text from Tim. He just bought another pair of white shoes. It feels like that. I'm like, how many pairs of white sneakers? They look the same. Here's the thing. If they were all white but different styles,
yeah,
that'd be different. These are all the same. You could not tell them apart unless you work for the shoe company.
But they
all look the same except varying levels of how old they are.
We need to get him those like white leather wingtips like that like gangsters
wear.
Oh my
God, yes.
For like his birthday.
Yes.
Just be like, here you go.
With the little tassels on them
too.
My partner keeps buying white sneakers. Your partner keeps buying what? 79 Coast or post on our Facebook page. We'll do song wars coming up in a minute too. Crystal, go ahead.
Okay, my husband is 16 years older than me, and he keeps buying those old man glasses that wrap all the way around his glasses to the side of his face. Like, he does not have enough of them. I don't get it.
Wait, do you mean, like, reading glasses?
No, I mean, like, those sunglasses that go over your glasses.
Oh, no.
That my great-great-great-grandfather wore.
But oh,
if he's
visor.
15 years older than you, wouldn't they just be glasses, not old man glasses?
Well, no, but they're the ones that you put over your, like, your eyeglasses.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He means business.
So instead of wearing contacts and regular sunglasses,
right.
He puts regular glasses on with this huge wraparound.
It looks like he just had his eyes dilated, his pupils dilated. Like he just came from an eye appointment.
It's like there's an eclipse out there, the eclipse glasses.
But that's not what happened. So.
Crystal and Mr. Magoo.
Oh.
Oh, man. Thanks, Crystal.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I know that he keeps buying them, too. Like, he doesn't just have one. Hey, Morgan.
Good morning.
Your partner keeps buying what?
So actually, I'm calling for Todd about Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
because Todd keeps buying snacks. Half his suitcase is snacks for Puerto Rico because he's cheap.
They crack me up. So I was just there a few weeks ago, Todd, and I want you to know that the food is very cheap.
Nice.
So wait a minute. So in other words, Todd may be wasting money by taking I was going to say American food. Puerto Rico's America, too. The main food prices, instead of taking advantage of the cheaper Puerto Rico prices?
Exactly. So, best coffee in the world, and it was very cheap. And then...
What was it called?
We got a house, and we got six people, groceries for a week, and it was like a third of what it costs here.
Oh, that's so good to know.
Okay.
You just made my day.
Todd is packing four more pairs of underwear in there.
I got more space in my suitcase now.
I don't have to go commando for the second half of the trip.
Well, I still might.
But that's just for fun.
Thanks for fun.
Thanks for calling, Morgan.
Thank you.
Hey, Carissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Explain it all to me, Carissa.
My husband gets socks.
Socks?
Oh, socks.
He keeps buying socks?
If he can't find socks in his drawers, when we have a sock bin that I just throw all the socks in because we have a house full of 10 people and 8 kids, he will go buy a new package of socks.
Oh, wow. So you got a lot of socks.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Wow. Socks, hundreds.
Hundreds of socks.
Where do you put hundreds of
How
socks?
Many people did you say you have in your house?
We have 8 children altogether.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy mackerel.
What are the ages of kids?
They're 12, 10, 10, 9, 6, 5, 3, 2.
Blast off. What? Wait, wow. Are they all yours?
Five of them are.
Five of
Holy
them. Okay. What, the other ones, do you just pick up in the neighborhood?
The other three are my stepchildren.
Okay. Wow, you guys got a full house and a lot of socks.
Who's your favorite?
How could you even pick one? All right, Carissa, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And Stephanie is going through the same problem on our Facebook page. He buys Nike socks in bulk, wears them a few weeks, and then buys more. He says they wear out quickly because he's a big guy. So there you go. That's a tightwad Todd's nightmare, is buying new socks every couple weeks. We're not saving that money if you're buying new socks every couple of weeks. You know, you need a washer and dryer.